The 5K Memorial Run began over 5 years ago as a way to commemorate the PC5. Those are the five Park City High School graduates who were lost in a relatively short period, all due to various causes. Now, explains Senior Devin Dunmire, is to celebrate them and the lives of anyone who has been lost.
And now it's just to commemorate all loved ones that have been lost in our community.
You can pre-register for the event that starts at 9 a.m. on Monday by going to pchsmemorial.us, or you can register at the event beginning at 8 a.m. on race morning. You can either register individually or as a team. The race begins at Park City High School.
It starts on Dozier Field outside Dozier Field, and it winds through Park Meadows and then ends back in Dozier Field with a bunch of banners of the loved ones that have been lost.
Do people dress up? Is this a costume affair?
It's not, but a bunch of people make t-shirts to commemorate loved ones they lost. If they run as a team, you can do that.
Student Jayla Lundstrom says funds raised go toward a service project in Haiti, as well as a scholarship fund.
So money from the PC5K this year will go to in-country tasks in Haiti, like building water filtration systems and roofing on houses, and however we see the need fits. And it also goes to scholarships for kids going to college at Park City High School. So all the money is used in really great places.
The students go to different places each year for service projects.
Last year it was India, and I was actually on that trip as well. And the year before that was
Peru.
We've been all over, mostly South America. Last year was our first trip to Asia. 10 days last year was 2 weeks, and this year is just a week-long trip. And we're going actually with the Hope Alliance, which is a local organization here in Park City.
It's the Park City High School Memorial 5K Run beginning at 9 a.m. on Monday. Visit pchsmemorial.us or show up the day of the race at 8 a.m. at the high school. The registration fee is around $25, depending upon the category you sign up for and early or late registration. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.